Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host. We have Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbrock. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me today.
Good afternoon, my buddy.
So our show has been sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage, and I also want to invite to the studio, we have our frequent guest, our legal consultant, we have Stephen Schultz from Schultz Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Guys, good to see you.
It's always good to see you.
As always.
We get a lot of legal questions, man. They just come up constantly, and I tend to want to give legal advice because I think it's just my ego.
No.
Even though I am highly underqualified. Glad you're here.
I advise against that.
Yes.
All right. I'll second that.
Your lawyer says no. Don't do it.
Yeah, I know. You become a radio show host. You just all of a sudden think
you
everything, right?
Oh, sure. Well, the this and that. You're like, mm-mm.
Well, fortunately, I don't know the answers, but we have somebody in here that does.
That's right.
Well, Stephen, one of the things, you know, I had a car. I always talk about not buying new cars. And the car that I drove, I'd had for the last 14 years. And I thought I was going to drive it forever until somebody ran into me.
Oh.
And I had to go through the whole auto accident, the claims, and all that stuff. And I realized that I didn't know quite as much as I thought I did. And I wanted to get you in here to let's start barraging you with questions so you can start to clear up this process for us. And, you know, just educate everybody on exactly what we need to do if we have an accident.
Sure. You know, in general, I mean, that's what I do every day, all day, is auto accident claims. So it's, you know, it's repetitious. And I can tell you that each claim is different, though. But the general process is you always want to notify the police at the scene, even if it's in a parking lot. You always want to get a police report generated. You want to exchange information. You don't want to do any kind of admissions of guilt or anything to the other party. But you do want to exchange information. You want to take photographs of the scene as well as the vehicles. And then you want to gather any kind of witness documentation. And when I say witness documentation, I just mean contact information. Because sometimes the witnesses will stay there for a minute, they'll talk to you, and then they'll leave before the police arrive.
Right.
So just get their information right away.
So then a couple quick questions about that before we go any further. Because so a couple scenarios that I've seen, and I'm sure this happens a lot, is you know, there's an accident that happens. And somebody says, all right, I need to call the police. We can file a report. And the other party that hits you says, no, I tell you what, I've got a, I've got a warrant out, or I've got, you know, for one reason or another, please don't call them. I'll settle with you outside of court and make sure that you're taken care of. I'll make sure your car gets fixed. What should people do?
Yeah, you know, here's why I advise against that. Even people with good intentions, things change. And once somebody leaves the scene, even after admitting guilt, they'll talk to friends, they'll talk to their spouse, they'll have some type of divine intervention overnight somehow.
Right.
And all of a sudden the next day, it's not their fault, it's your fault now. So then you have a he said, she said situation without a police report, and then you have a potential issue where you're going to be looking at a protracted litigation process to get compensation. It's just not worth it. So just always take the time to call the police and just get it documented.
When I could also see an issue there with different personality profiles, Tammy, you can probably relate to this, that if you get somebody who likes to avoid conflict that's been hit, and then you get somebody who's kind of a bully, you know, an aggressive, dominant personality that hit them, they could almost intimidate somebody into not calling the police.
Here's the best way to kind of take some of the heat off you in that situation is everybody who has a contract of insurance, that contract of insurance has what's called a cooperation clause. And if you don't do certain things at an accident scene to protect your own insurance company's right to get their money back for repairing a vehicle, that could potentially void your insurance. And guess what? Number one on that list is usually contact the authorities and get a police report.
Okay.
So just put the blame on your own insurance carrier.
What was that clause called?
It's called a cooperation clause.
Okay.
And if you don't cooperate with what the insurance contract that you have with your carrier, like State Farm or whoever, if you don't cooperate with them and follow the terms of the contract, which is get a police report, call them within 48 hours, they could potentially completely disavow coverage.
So always call the police.
Always call the police. Absolutely. And in case you just joined us, we're talking to Stephen Schultz from Schultz Myers Law Firm. And Stephen, I want to put it out there real quickly. Best number to reach you guys, 314-444-4444.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. I love that phone number. And your website has a massive amount of information. Tammy, you're on there a lot.
Yeah, I've seen you
on there at SchultzMyers.com.
Yep, they have a lot of good articles.
Yeah, I mean, every time we need to research a topic like that, I end up going directly to SchultzMyers.com because it seems to be the best authority because you guys have built that out on every topic around personal injury.
Well, and I think what's unique about it, and I can't speak for the law firms, but obviously I see what my competitors are doing, but I can tell you that everything that goes in that website is approved by me or my partner. So it's not something that's auto-generated. It's not something that we pay a third-party contractor to go you know, put together an article for us. That's stuff that we get, that we approve, that I write or I approve of, but it all goes on there, and I'm comfortable it's 100% accurate to the best of my ability. It's not something that I'm just kind of throwing up there for content.
Right, not just templated stuff.
Correct.
Okay, so let's get back to the process here. So we file the police report, and what's next after that?
So next thing is, if you are injured, obviously request medical care at the scene. Get transported in an ambulance, or if you don't want to go in an ambulance, at least drive to an urgent care or some ER and get checked out. Because here's the thing, I handle thousands of these cases, and what I found out is sometimes when you're at the scene and it's not a catastrophic crash, you may not feel too badly hurt. You may feel a little stiff. You may think, oh, this is going to be just fine. And it may, but you are not a doctor. And mm-hmm. you don't know, because of the lactic acid, because of the adrenaline, the things that are going right. on in your body, that are just going on physiologically in your body,
right.
can kind of, it can take away from the actual injury itself. So it's always good to get a medical opinion mm-hmm. from a doctor, whether mm-hmm. that's, you know, directly from the scene or going to a primary care doctor the next day. But the important thing is to get proper care to at least get checked out.
You know, I have a situation actually I can speak to with that, that my brother one time is on a 4-lane highway, he's on his motorcycle, and he's in the left lane, and he is actually stopped waiting to turn left as okay. traffic is going by.
Right.
And the speed limit was 50 miles an hour on this road, and so some lady is going almost 60, looking at something on the side of the road, and rear ends him while he's on his motorcycle. And
did he live?
He did live, fortunately, but it hits him in the base of his spine.
Oh.
He flies up, and as he hits her windshield, head goes through the windshield, slams on the brakes, throws in the oncoming lane of traffic. He looks up and sees a car about to hit him, so he jumps up and goes running off the road before he even realizes he's injured. And my brother's Mr. Tough Guy, so he didn't go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
You know, he didn't even go to the hospital after, because he's going, I'm fine, you know, just Mr. Gruff. And, you know, he probably missed out on, and he did miss a ton of work over this thing, and he had problems for years over it.
And here's the double-edged sword of that. The first problem is if you don't get checked out, you may not be basically under good medical care. You may not know what's going on with you. You need to figure out what's wrong with you, number one. Number two is, if 5 or 6 days later, a week later, you decide mm-hmm. to get treatment, the first argument the other party's insurance company is going to make is that you must not be hurt, you must be making this up, or something happened between the crash and a week mm-hmm. later when you got treatment that actually is the cause of your injuries, and it's not the crash. They pull out all these reasons why you shouldn't have waited a week. So my point is knowing this from the back end and doing the claims process on an adversarial nature all the time, every day, just get treatment as soon as you can so you kind of avoid that argument.
When Tammy, you could probably relate to this too, I would think, because you and I are the type that we would like to try to avoid suing anybody if possible.
Yeah,
we'd like to try
definitely.
To avoid
absolutely.
You know, and unfortunately, something like that can put you in a situation where now you deserve to get some sort of compensation for what happened,
mm-hmm.
and you may not be able to.
Right.
Yeah, you've prejudiced your ability to get that if you wait a long time to get medical care mm-hmm. in certain situations. In certain situations, not. I can give you many examples of medical conditions that sometimes don't manifest themselves for weeks after a crash. But generally speaking, if you're involved in a crash and you feel hurt in any way, shape, or form, get checked out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when it comes to insurance, okay, what are the different types of insurance that we need to make sure? Like, what are the most common things where you see where somebody needed more insurance?
So the biggest things I see in my area of law, which is personal injury, is three things: medical payments coverage on an automobile policy, uninsured motorist coverage, and underinsured motorist coverage. Uninsured motorist coverage is required in Missouri. You're required to have limits of $25,000 per person, $50,000 per accident. Medical payments coverage and underinsured motorist coverage are optional elective forms of coverage, and I can talk about those in detail. But generally speaking, those are the three coverages that come into play in my area.
So do you need medical payments coverage if you have medical insurance?
Good question. No, you don't. You don't. And medical payments coverage on an automobile policy is typically between $1,000 and $10,000, and most of the time I see it under $5,000. So it's a very small amount in the scheme of things. One MRI can cost $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives you an idea that's kind of there to protect you in very minor situations. The meat of the policy that's going to compensate you is going to be in the form of uninsured or underinsured coverage.
Well, okay, so do medical payments cover other people in the car that maybe don't have insurance?
Yes.
Okay, so that's really probably the most important reason why you'd want to have it. If you do have a personal medical insurance policy, which thanks to Obamacare, everybody probably should, but in case somebody in the car doesn't, then you better have medical payments coverage.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the uninsured and underinsured.
Sure.
And what's the difference between those?
Sure. So uninsured motorist coverage is something that kicks into place if somebody who hits you does not have car insurance. It's pretty simple. Now, underinsured motorist coverage is triggered if somebody hits you, let's say, and has $25,000 in liability coverage, and your injuries are of the nature that your claim is worth $100,000, by definition, that other driver is underinsured. He or she does not have enough insurance to cover you. So in that situation, your own underinsured motorist coverage will pick up the difference in what the other person had and what you are due by law to compensate you for your injuries.
That probably was the best definition I've ever heard.
That was pretty
clear.
Very clear. Yeah, that's very clear.
Yeah.
Wait, and do you see people being undercovered in that area?
All the time. Mm-hmm. Because people, you know, hindsight is 20/20. We don't have a crystal ball.
No.
But you have got to protect yourselves now and procure enough uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage where if you get hit by somebody and you're injured, you're going to be able to not be financially ruined. Because I see it all the time. I see it all the time. People get severely injured and they only have $25,000 in coverage and they max that out within a week. You know, it's just,
wow.
It's incredible.
That is incredible. Well, visiting with Stephen Schultz from Schultz Myers Law Firm. Stephen, if anybody wants to reach you, numbers 314-444-4444 or your website, schultzmyers.com. Love the site. If you have time to stick around, I have more questions because I want to know, for one is, if there's a hit and run, what does that fall under in insurance? And then also, I want to know about some of the specific injuries that people get from the primary, you know, just from the different auto accidents that you see, what we need to be aware of. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.